It's time for One Man's Family now, and then it'll be time for the Quiz Kids. A full hour of entertainment. One Man's Family, then the Quiz Kids.
One Man's Family, brought to you by TABCIN, Tabsin, the new improved antihistaminic compound tablet for colds and hay fever, made by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. One Man's Family is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. Today we present Chapter 2, Book 74, entitled Father Barber Has a Caller. At 4 o'clock on a Monday afternoon in Seacliff, San Francisco, we find Claudia Barber Lacey leaving the family home after a casual call on her parents. She pauses to look into her father's garden. Henry Barber's flowers are spectacularly lovely in the April sunlight. And now she moves on toward her own house, 6 blocks straight down from the family home. Beyond the seawall, the wide bay is dotted with white sails. She comes through her own garden and looks up happily when she sees her beloved Nicholas.
And would you be in England now that April's there?
Claudia, I say, what a charming dress.
Answer my question, you Britisher.
I mean it. Pink as a peony, white as an Easter lily, and completely joyous withal. Sit down, my dear.
Just answer my question. Was England ever any lovelier than this, even on an April day?
England, my dear, without you there, is a dreary expanse of wasteland, even in the brightest weather.
You do say the nicest things, Nicky.
I do, don't I?
If prompted, yes, you do. Do I make a nuisance of myself?
And just how?
Oh, you know, for maybe 2 or 3 seconds at a time, I forget you're actually home. And then...
And then what?
Then I come around the corner and, my gosh, there's my same beautiful husband on the same old terrace, as if he'd never been away. Nice feeling. Kind of a nice surprise.
What a nice thing for a wife to say to her husband.
Maybe, but in the feminine book of rules, isn't there a law or something that says a woman shouldn't keep hurling herself at a man, even her husband?
Hurl away, my lovely.
Oh, Nicky.
Where have you been this afternoon?
Oh, rent a library and the jeweler's to have my watch regulated. Then I stopped by to see Mom and Dad for a minute.
Something stirring over there?
Mom was. And stirring's just the word for it. She's put out with Dad.
What's the old boy up to this time?
Just doing the neighbor's gardening for them, that's all.
Oh, Frome's, you mean? Christine's house? It has been looking a bit seedy and down at heel since it was closed up.
Mom says he's utterly forgotten why he went over there in the first place. It was just to tidy it up, you know, pick up the papers and trim the hedge a little, so Paul wouldn't be reminded of Christine every time he goes by.
And now he's gardening with a vengeance, is that it?
He's trimmed the hedge, weeded the front parkway, and repotted and transplanted and I don't know what. Of course, Rex Frome's apparently completely abandoned the place.
Claudia, does Paul ever hear from Christine?
Not that anybody knows of. She's in Rome now, according to last Sunday's Chronicle.
So?
There was a resume of her career and then told about her 2 or 3 concerts in Rome. Very successful, I guess.
And Rex Frome, her brother still with her?
As far as we know. Maybe Paul knows something about them, but he doesn't talk about it.
Most unhappy, not to say awkward situation, isn't it? Poor old chap. I'd like to have met the girl.
Nothing wrong with Christine, except her brother. It's getting chilly all of a sudden, don't you feel it, Nicky?
I hadn't noticed.
Of course. Look, the fog's beginning to roll in.
So it is. Looks a bit like Dover.
Shall we go in? Ooh.
I don't...
Oh, but maybe this is why it's so thrilling to live in San Francisco. Things happen so fast here. One day you can be a woman whose husband is in England, and the next moment you're a woman whose husband is home.
I say, the fog has rolled in a hurry, hasn't it? Come along.
The sun's still trying to come through.
There were 48 days in a row over there on the tight little isle when I didn't get one solitary glimpse of the sun. It was... I say, Joan's in there.
What's it?
Joan's sitting there in the living room all alone. Is anything wrong?
I don't know. I didn't suppose she was home from school, even.
Well, it's after 4, but I didn't see her come in.
Well, let's not stand out here. Hi, darling.
Hello.
We didn't hear you come in, old girl.
Hello, Nicky.
My word. Look at this stack of books.
Joan, are you studying all these?
Modern painting. A modern artist and his mission. Who's who in the arts? Specializing a bit.
I'll take them, thanks.
Joan, what's the matter?
Nothing.
Joan, don't be like that. As Pinky would say, what's cooking?
Well, I'll tell you. Uncle Paul says to always be perfectly forthright about everything, so I will be.
By all means.
Of course.
Well, there was a lot of talk around here about having my portrait painted for my 18th birthday.
I believe that's true.
You get a person all interested in an idea, and then that's the last anybody ever hears of it.
But, darling, we gave you the locket instead.
Why?
Why, but...
You didn't want the locket?
Oh, it's fine. It's beautiful. I appreciate it, only... Well, it seems odd to me that you talk about a portrait, and then days and days go by, and you never mention it again.
Well, I think we were rather put off by that Joseph Creighton chap who paid us a visit and called himself an artist.
What's the matter with him?
Well, he was an odd one, wasn't he?
I've been reading about him. He's in every one of these books, every one. He's a distinguished young American artist. It says so. One book, well, this one here, it says Joseph Creighton has had an astonishing success for a man who's only 30.
Really?
Joan, have you got a chip on your shoulder?
Well, you can't judge an artist by the way his clothes look.
Joan, if you want a portrait, why, let's arrange it. We haven't looked into it really at all.
What's the matter with Joseph Creighton? Just read these books.
But let's look around first.
I don't want to look around. I'd be perfectly satisfied with Joseph Creighton.
But if I remember, Joan, he wasn't very keen on painting you.
He only saw me once.
But he hasn't got in touch with us, Joan. He didn't even bother to leave his phone number.
He doesn't have a phone. He said so.
But if he'd wanted the job, he would have dropped us a card.
Well, I've made it a cardinal rule never to engage a man for work of any sort unless I thought he was interested in what he was about to do.
But you've never hired an artist, Nicky, have you? You look at a man's overcoat and the point paint on his fingers and form a prejudice against him.
Well, we'll talk it over. And read the books, Joan, and go to the gallery and...
Stall and get somebody else.
Joan!
Well, isn't that it? Isn't that what you're going to do? Well, you'll be very diplomatic and take lots of time and try to sell me on some old stuffed shirt who paints like a photographer.
We really haven't given the matter much thought.
All right, you don't have to.
No, now, Joan, my dear, look, let's sit down quietly and discuss this. Huh?
There's nothing more to discuss, Nicky. May I have my books, please? I'm going upstairs.
Have you ever noticed how colds seem to run through a family? First, one person catches cold, then another, and before you know it, the whole family is sniffling and sneezing in unison. So, keep Tabsin handy all the time. Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, the new and improved antihistaminic cold and hay fever tablet, will check and double-check those cold symptoms at the very beginning. You see, Tabsin's cold-fighting formula is better because it contains more than antihistamine alone. In addition to the effective antihistamine, which checks the sniffling, sneezing, and nose and throat irritation, Tabsin gives you the extra benefits of analgetic and antipyretic action. Analgetic action to relieve the aches and pains of a cold. Antipyretic action to help reduce fever. And there's a special ingredient in Tabsin to counteract that dull, drowsy feeling. And Tabsin is better to take because it is a smooth-coated tablet, easy to swallow, with no bitter aftertaste. So now, during this changeable spring weather, make sure your family is well supplied with Tabsin. Then, at the first sign of a cold, take Tabsin quick. Remember the name Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin for colds. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. The door is always on the latch at Mother and Father Barber's during the day, for someone of the clan usually drops by the family home. At the moment, it's Hazel.
You, Mother.
Yes? Who is it? Is that you, Hazel?
Hi, Hazel. We're in the library.
All right. Have you seen anything of my child?
What'd you say? Seen anything of what?
Hazel, dear.
Mother. How are you, Cliff?
Hi. Did you say you lost a child?
Well, not exactly. I just wondered if Margaret was here yet. She said she was going to stop in and see her grandfather on her way home from school, so I thought I'd come over and say hello and walk home with her.
Clifford, if you're going to hold my yarn, stop waving your hands around. You'll have it all tangled up.
Okay, Ma.
What are you knitting now, Mother?
Well, I thought I'd make a sleeveless sweater for Clifford.
Yeah, I'm going to start playing golf again. I got to do something to get some exercise.
I thought it'd be good for him. And the course is so close to us here.
It's a public course, so it won't cost much to play.
Yes, I know.
And you can see the ocean from practically every hole. Just show me any private club that can top that.
There, all my yarn wound up. Thank you, Clifford.
Think nothing of it.
I wonder where Margaret can be. School's been out for some time now.
Well, if she expects to see her grandfather, she'll have to go over to the Frome place.
Oh, he'll be home pretty soon. I stopped by and talked to him on my way over. Told me to tell you he was coming.
What possesses your father, do you suppose? Works over there nearly every day.
He got started on it because of Paul. Then he got interested in the place.
Who is Paul, anyway? I haven't seen him for days.
Oh, that reminds me. I got a letter from Teddy today asking about Paul.
Has she given up the idea of getting a furlough from her hospital in Germany?
Apparently.
Paul must have written her that his marriage had been called off.
Well, I think he wrote vaguely about it. I don't believe he said what actually happened. Teddy's worried about him. Would you like to read your letter?
Oh, yes, if you don't mind.
Of course. It's right there behind you, Clifford.
Where?
In the drawer of that little table.
Oh.
I'd love to see Teddy again.
Oh, I think I'll save these German stamps for Andy. He's starting a collection. Is it okay if I take them off the envelope?
Of course.
Here, Hazel. You read the letter.
Shall I read it aloud?
Yes, Clifford hasn't heard it.
Very well. Dear Mother Barber, I'm writing you to find out what really happened about Paul's marriage. I haven't heard a word since he wrote me after I wired that I was trying to arrange to fly over for the ceremony. All he said was that there had been a postponement and that he would let me know when he knew anything definite. Then the other day, I read in our military paper that Christine Abbott of San Francisco was scheduled to play a concert for our soldiers here in Nuremberg. It said she had already appeared in Rome and several other European cities. She must be really good. And it surely must be the same Christine Paul was going to marry, isn't it? But what happened? I'm worried about Paul. Did she break off the engagement? If she did, is he all right? Please let me know how he is. I mean, really how he is, Mother Barber. I couldn't stand it if his heart is broken. And I wondered, too, if I should try to see her and talk to her. Is there anything I can do? I'm writing you so you can tell me the exact situation, and then I'll know what to say when I write to Paul. Please don't show him this letter. Write soon, please. If Paul isn't all right, I'll fly over, even if I have to go AWOL. I miss you all terribly. It must be beautiful in San Francisco. I can remember those glorious first few days of spring. How long ago it seems. Give my love to everybody, Teddy.
Poor kid. She's certainly in love with Paul, after all this time. Who said time was the great healer?
Well, what are you going to tell her, Mother?
I'm going to tell her the truth.
Yeah, I'll let her know it isn't Christine's fault. Tell her Christine's brother's off his rocker. Now, there's a guy I'd like to...
Honey!
Oh, there's Father now.
About time.
Oh, honey!
Yes, Henry! Where is he, anyway?
He came in the back way. We're in the library, Father.
Never mind.
What did he say?
Never mind.
He'll come in tracking dirt all over the house.
Well, you can't work in a garden and stay clean.
What in the world is he doing out there in the kitchen, do you suppose?
Take it easy, Mom. Here he comes. Well, is your day's work over?
Hey!
Did you wipe your shoes before you came to the house?
Hey, George, Patty, what do you suppose I found over there at the Frome place today?
Did you strike gold, Dad?
Yes.
Here, Father, sit down. Aren't you about worn out for one day?
No, feel fine.
Well, he'd be afraid to admit it if he wasn't.
Isn't anyone interested in what I found over at the Frome place today?
Why, of course, Father.
A lace flower.
What?
A blue lace flower. Lovely. Haven't a single one in my garden. And that isn't all. He had several crimson coreopsis. I have the yellow, but none of the red. Yes, they'll be a fine addition. I'll plant them in the morning.
Hey, Dad, have you been lifting plants?
Got them in a pan out there in the kitchen. Don't throw them out, Fancy.
Henry, are you taking plants away from that Frome place?
Oh, they're just dying over there. Somebody ought to get some good out of them.
I think you're right, Father. Who's going to miss a couple of plants?
Exactly. And as far as that goes, it's good for the other plants not to be so crowded.
Well, I don't think you have any business being over there.
Hi, everybody.
Huh?
It's Margaret.
In here, Margaret. Well, where in the world have you been?
Hi, Mom. Sorry I'm late. Hello, Grandfather, Uncle Cliff, Grandmother, hi.
And how's our eighth grader?
Hey, let me look at you. Well, if you want the junior miss. You're a pretty smart-looking little dame.
Isn't that a cute dress? Dan bought it for her. Saw it in a window. Perfect fit, too.
Yes. I don't know what happens to these children. A day or two goes by, and suddenly a sixth grader has suddenly become an eighth grader and stands in front of you in a junior mistress. Come here, my dear. You're still not too old to sit on my lap.
I've been waiting for you, Margaret. Where'd you go?
A boy bought me a soda.
Even the triplets are growing so fast.
A boy bought me a chocolate soda.
What did you say?
She says a boy bought her a soda, Henry. Aren't you listening?
What boy?
Oh, he's just a boy in my room. I stopped in at Hyler's to spend a nickel I had, and he was at the soda fountain, and he said, come on over here, Murray, and I'll buy you a soda. So it was the first time I ever had an invitation like that, and so I did.
I see.
He called you by your last name?
Well, sure, all the boys call us by our last name.
First conquest, huh, Margaret?
Now, never mind, my dear.
How old did you say this boy was?
My age, 13. He said sometime he might take me to a square dance.
Oh, he did, did he?
Sure. Oh, he just said he might, Grandfather. He didn't say for sure. We study square dancing at school.
Study square dancing?
Well, sure, at recreation period.
Study square dancing. I don't know. None of them can spell, but they can square dance.
I'll let her finish, Henry.
Oh, it wasn't anything. It's just that... Well, we've been taking square dancing since last September, and he's beginning to catch on to it. You know, the steps. He's getting the idea.
Good for him. He's a good, bright boy.
Clifford.
And he said, of course, he might just have been making conversation while we had our soda, but...
But what? What did he say?
Oh, he said if he ever took a girl to a square dance, he might take me.
Do they teach the foxtrot at school, too?
Henry, the foxtrot hasn't even been mentioned for years.
Maybe you don't get around for him.
Isn't that so? Well, neither do you, except into the neighbor's garden.
Funny, very funny.
Well, Margaret, that really was quite an adventure.
I should say so.
Yeah, it's a scalp. It's the first one, isn't it? You've got a right to be late. I suppose it's the first sure sign of womanhood when you allow some poor, bemused male to buy you a soda.
Womanhood?
Well, look how tall she's getting in.
Don't talk about it. I don't know where the time goes. Pinky was here the other day, apologizing because he hadn't shaved that morning. Pinky?
I'll bet he deepened his voice when he said it. That's just big talk, Father. He doesn't have to shave three times a month.
Pink seems kind of subdued lately.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. He ought to be.
Yes.
We had to crack down on that young man. Dan gave him quite a talk the other day, and a miracle happened.
Huh? Miracle?
Yes. Dan seemed to reach his mind. Not that it made any lasting impression, but he's being fine right now. I've got my fingers crossed.
Well, now, when you've watched adolescents as often as I have, you learn to say to yourself, well, this boy isn't actually out of his head. He's just growing up, that's all. All you can do about adolescence really is sit it out and wait.
It's hard sometimes to be patient, though. Well, we must go. Margaret? Margaret, what are you staring at?
Dreaming, maybe.
What were you thinking about?
Me? Oh, I was just wishing I'd taken a chocolate parfait with whipped cream instead of a chocolate soda.
Well, that's a healthy attitude of mine. Well, we must go. Come along, darling. No, don't bother. We'll let ourselves out. Bye.
Hey, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dan and your brothers will probably be wondering what happened to us.
Why don't we ever have parfaits for dessert sometime, Mom?
Open the door, Margaret. We don't have parfaits because...
Hi.
Oh, Jack, you startled me.
Well, you kind of gave me a little start. I was just going to open the door myself. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Uncle Jack.
We're just on our way home.
Are folks inside?
Mm-hmm. They're sitting in the library there. Margaret and I have to hurry and get home. Bye.
Bye.
So long.
Who's that?
Oh, hi, Dad. I was just coming in to see you.
Yeah, yes.
Mom in the library?
Yeah, she's in there talking to Clifford. I'm going up to take my bath. Been working in the garden all day.
Oh, sure. Well, you go ahead, Dad. I didn't want anything in particular.
Well, I'd like to take my bath so I can relax a little before dinner.
Sure. I'll see you later, Dad.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, anything new to report in the main house of the barbers?
Oh, hiya, Jackson.
Jack, how nice. We didn't hear you come in.
Oh, Mom.
How's the big daughter and Eggman today?
Yeah, it's pretty good, Cliff. Did you get that, Mom? Daughter and Eggman. You're pretty chipper, aren't you?
You don't look so bad yourself, bud.
I've been laughing ever since I got home from the office. Brother, have I got the cutest bunch of kids that ever lived?
Well, Jack, what is it?
Yeah, what's new in the cute sayings department?
All right. I guess it is boring to hear anybody talk about his kids.
It's no such thing. Now, you be quiet, Clifford. Tell us, Jack.
Okay, that's what I came over for. Betty told me this when I got home. This afternoon when she put Mary Lou down for a nap, Mary Lou said she wanted to say her prayers.
her prayers in the middle of the afternoon?
Yeah, so Betty said, all right, and how do you think Mary Lou started her prayer? She said, this is a transcription.
Pretty cute.
This is a transcription. She's been listening to the radio.
Well, Betty said she was perfectly serious about it. Went right on with her prayer.
You must tell your father that. He'll enjoy it.
I was going to, but he was in a hurry to get upstairs and take his bath.
Well, I'd better get up there and lay out his clean clothes. He never can find his things unless they're right under his nose. Oh, I've been sitting long enough.
Yeah, but you're always busy, Mom, even when you're sitting. She's going to make me a sweater, Jack.
Oh, swell.
Well, you'll excuse me for a little. Tell Betty I think Mary Lou's prayers were just wonderful, Jack.
Okay, Mom. Paul not home yet?
No, not yet. He doesn't get here much before dinner time on weekdays.
He's taken Nicolette out to the movies a couple of times lately.
Yeah?
Be wonderful if they only hit it off again. Seriously, I mean.
I wish something good would happen to the guy. It's rugged what he's been through.
Certainly would never know it from the way he acts. You'd... Oh, is that the doorbell?
Ain't no transcription.
Okay, smart guy. I know it's a doorbell. I just wonder who it could be. I'll get it, Cliff. I'm younger than you are.
I think you got something there, Professor.
I hope it's for you. Then you'll have to get out of that chair. Okay, okay. What's a big hurry out there?
Is this a residence of Henry Barber?
Yes, it is.
You Henry Barber?
No, I'm his son. What can I do for you?
Henry Barber in?
Why, well, what was it you wanted?
Oh, then he is in.
Well, yes, but what...
Yeah, tell him I'd like to see him, please.
I think he's taking a bath right now. Any message I could give him?
Well, just come in and wait. I want to see him personally.
Well, I don't know.
Hey,
I...
Jack, who's out here?
Oh.
This Henry Barber?
No, I'm Cliff Barber.
This fellow wants to see Dad about something.
Well, come on in.
Yeah, but Cliffy...
Sure, come right on in.
Thanks.
That's the stuff. Jack, you want to go up and tell Dad to come down?
Well, okay.
Here, have a chair, won't you?
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Let me take your hat.
Oh, no, that's all right. I'm only going to stay a minute. Just want to see your old man for a second.
Oh? Do you know Dad?
Well, no, I don't, Mac, to tell you the truth.
My name's Cliff. What'd you say your name was?
Steve. Nice up here in Sea Cliff, ain't it?
Yeah, we like it.
Guess it's been 5-6 years since I've been out in this district.
Oh, is that so? What business you in?
Mac, I'll tell you something. You're a young fellow, might do you some good sometime. Never ask a man his business. See what I mean?
Huh?
This is America, see? We all got to earn a living. You want to eat, I want to eat. Okay. How I get the dough to buy my food is my business. How you get yours is your business. No questions asked. That's America. Am I right, Mac?
Oh, sure. I wasn't trying... Oh, here comes Dad.
Okay. It's turned out to be easier than I thought it would be.
I understand you wish to see me.
That's right. You Henry Barber?
I am.
You live here at this address?
Come. State your business.
Just wanted to give you these papers. Here you are.
Uh-oh. Well,
what are you giving me these for? What are they?
You can read them yourself, Mac. My job's done.
Just a minute.
Oh, don't get sore at me. I'm just doing my job, that's all.
He's a process server, Dad.
Take it easy, Mac.
Hey, what goes here? What'd he give you, Dad?
Something told me that guy was a process server. You can spot him a mile away. Somebody must be suing you. Let's see those papers, Dad.
Just a minute, sir. Call me Mac. What sort of person would... Eh? What is this? Why, this is a court summons.
Hey. That's what I've been trying to tell you, Dan.
Rexford Frome versus Henry Barber. And the said defendant... willfully, maliciously, and with full intent to do harm to said plaintiff's property, trespassed thereon, and there and then did cut, destroy, mutilate, and otherwise damage trees, shrubbery, and plants of said... What sort of nonsense is this, anyway?
You're being sued for trespass, Dad, by that guy Frome.
And said plaintiff damages exemplary and punitive... in the sum of $5,000.
Hey, is that guy Frome back in town, do you suppose? If he... Oh, I'll get it.
Is this somebody's idea of a jest? Why, this certainly couldn't possibly be done seriously.
Hello? Oh, hi, Joan. No, Paul hasn't come home yet. I don't know, baby, anything wrong? You sound a little upset. That's good. Well, we're upset over here. Your grandfather's just been arrested or something.
Easter is a joyous occasion for all the barbers, and this year it's especially happy for Claudia, Joan, and Penny because Nikki is home. Early on Easter morning, Claudia and Nikki are putting the last frilly touches to Penny's Easter basket.
Oh, Nikki, darling, you don't know how wonderful it is to have you home today of all days.
My dear, it seemed as though I'd been away from you for years. How many times I dreamed of today, just like this. You with your one little loose curl, your white robe, our own fireplace. Not a thing changed from the way I remember it.
Oh, there have been a few changes, Nikki. The new rug in the library, and the fluorescent lights in the kitchen. And how about that new recipe for stuffed peppers Mrs. McCullough cooked last night?
Oh, yes, stuffed peppers. And then didn't I notice something new in the medicine chest? A little red box marked Tabsin.
Oh, yes, Tabsin is new since you went away. It's the most wonderful discovery for relief of cold symptoms. And it's simply amazing how fast it works.
How I could have used Tabsin over in England. Those old drafty houses, the shortage of heat. A chronic cold over there is just normal procedure.
Had I known, darling, I would have sent you some Tabsin by air. Nikki, let's send scads of Tabsin over to our friends in England.
Jove, splendid. Oh, although, of course, they may have it over there by now. News like Tabsin gets around.
It certainly does, Nikki. Overnight, it seemed, Tabsin was a topic of family conversation all over America. Tabsin, spelled T-A-B-C-I-N, is the new and improved antihistaminic tablet for colds and hay fever. Tabsin does more for you. It does more to check cold symptoms. Tabsin is a better balanced cold-fighting formula because it contains not one, but three medically active ingredients designed to go further in relieving your cold symptoms. First, Tabsin gives you an effective antihistamine to check the sniffling and sneezing and irritation in the nose and throat. In addition, Tabsin contains an allopurinol and an antipyretic to relieve the aches and pains and help reduce the fever of a cold. And you don't have to worry about having that dull, drowsy feeling because Tabsin contains a special ingredient to take care of that. So remember, at the first sign of a cold, take Tabsin quick. Ask today for Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, and keep a package handy during this cold-catching season, just in case. Remember the name Tabsin. Tabsin for colds and hay fever, the bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. You've just heard Chapter 2, Book 74 of One Man's Family, written and produced under the direction of Carlton E. Morse for T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, the new improved antihistaminic compound tablet for colds and hay fever, made by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Chapter 3, entitled Henry Barber Defendant, will come to you next week at this same time. And now the family invites you to stay tuned to the Quiz Kids, who follow immediately over most of these stations. Today, the Quiz Kids celebrate the program's 500th broadcast. Five Quiz Kids babies will be in class for the occasion, the oldest of whom is Harvey Ditch, who has reached the ripe old age of 7 years. One Man's Family comes to you from California.
This evening, hear Harvest of Stars on NBC.